Dr. Peter Saunders is from the Christian Medical Fellowship and believes the BMA should have passed the motion. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
First of all, just to get your reaction to this, and why did you oppose the British Medical Association backing of this motion?
Well, I think most of your listeners would be surprised to hear that abortion is actually against the law, given that there have been 8.5 million abortions since 67 and one in every five pregnancies ends in abortion. But actually, under the Offences Against the Person Act, it is still against the law. And doctors have to fulfil a number of requirements in order to carry it out, although 98% of them are done on grounds of mental health, which often amounts to nothing more than
social
reasons.
It might help our listeners, Peter, if you just define for us decriminalisation of abortion. Just break that down for us.
What that means is that abortion would cease to be against the law, and that would in effect mean that abortions could be done for any reason by anyone in any way and anywhere at any gestation up until 28 weeks, because if the Offences Against the Person Act is struck out, which is what's being proposed, then the only law left protecting life before birth would be the Infant Life Preservation Act, which allows abortion up to 28 weeks. And we know that most babies will survive now from 24 weeks.
Sure.
So it's effectively infanticide.
And if I might just get your thoughts then on why do you think then it's wrong about the BMA proposals? What part of it is wrong?
Well, as a doctor, I think what the BMA has done is changed its whole ethic. The Hippocratic Oath, which all doctors had to sign, is against abortion. It says, I will give no deadly medicine to anyone, nor in like manner will I give a woman a pessary to produce abortion. And the Declaration of Geneva similarly talks about the maintaining the utmost respect for human life from the time of conception. And in fact, the BMA itself, just 70 years ago, called abortion the greatest crime. So I think it's contrary to the whole strategy
of medicine,
which is about protecting
life. But isn't it down to individual cases as well, though, Peter? If I just put that again, isn't it down to individual cases? The BMA says it would still be regulated. Why wouldn't you be happy with that?
Well, I mean, let's take an analogy. If driving cars was regulated and there were no laws whatsoever, I think we'd see much more of a free-for-all. And if abortion is decriminalised, made legal, that would include all abortion at any gestation. So it includes sex selection abortion, abortion to cover up rape, sexual abuse and incest, do-it-yourself abortion. It wouldn't just be doctors doing it, but anybody. In fact, when the Offences Against the Person Act was passed, it was unthinkable that doctors would ever be doing abortion. It was to stop other people doing it or women aborting themselves. And this whole campaign, I think, is based on the false premise that women who seek abortions are living under the constant shadow of arrest. But that's absolutely just not the case. There are virtually no prosecutions at all. So the law change is really quite unnecessary and would remove all the protection that the Abortion Act brings at the moment.
Now, we haven't got the other side of this debate. The British Medical Association, we did ask them to put up a guest this morning, but they declined. For your point of view, why wouldn't you be happy? You know, you still want it to be a crime. It's 50 years, Peter, since the law changed to allow abortions. Why do you think the debate is still going on?
Well, I think the debate's still going on because the overwhelming majority of women don't want this change. In fact, there was a ComRes poll just earlier this year which showed that only 1% of women want to see the time limit for abortion raised above 24 weeks, and a similar number up to birth. In fact, 70% of women want to see the abortion time limit reduced to 20 weeks or below, and 91% favour a complete ban on sex selection abortion. So what we're seeing here is a very small group of delegates at the BMA. We're talking about 150 to 180 people who voted this through. 0.1% of the BMA members are really bringing in something that's being pretty much driven by the abortion industry.
Sure. Just to round up, Peter, because I know that you've got to move on to other radio stations. You're representing the Christian Medical Fellowship. In 30 seconds, why should the motion have not been passed?
Well, because abortion is contrary to the whole strategy of medicine. It doesn't protect life. It doesn't preserve life. It doesn't treat any illness at all. And I believe that doctors have become, sadly, its greatest promoters and facilitators, contrary to all their historic codes of medical ethics. And I just think we shouldn't be going down this route.
Dr. Peter, many thanks for talking to us this morning. Dr. Peter Saunders from the Christian Medical Fellowship.